It's pretty easy for people who live in cities to get a ride, either from a taxi or a service like Uber or Lyft. In cities, there's a lot of demand and a lot of drivers. The next story is about a startup that's using some creative thinking to try to bring ride-hailing service to rural America. Emil Schurzi of member station WKSU reports.
The town of Van Wert sits on the western edge of Ohio, a stretch of flat farm country punctuated with grain silos, and a stone castle that's listed as the nation's first county public library. Fewer than 11,000 people live here, so it's not the first place a ride-sharing service would likely come. But Erica Petrie says maybe that's a mistake. She's the mobility manager for the 7-County Area Agency on Aging, and her job is to find transportation options in Van Wert, which has no buses, one cab, and lots of needs.
Quick turnaround needs. Can someone help me get to the doctor? A short-term needs. Normally I'm able to drive, but my car's in the shop.
So Petrie helped recruit Liberty Mobility Now to Van Wert. The startup began in Nebraska about 2 years ago and has expanded to Texas and Ohio and is heading to Colorado. Founder Valerie Leffler grew up on a dairy farm and worked on rural transportation issues at the University of Nebraska. She created Liberty as a business, but she talks about her business as a mission, one requiring drivers to do more than leave customers at the door.
We really look for folks who are altruistic that would want to do this anyway because that's what they would do for their best friend or their own mother.
People like Sheila Mendoza.
My mission in life was to be a grandma.
Mendoza has also worked for a dry cleaner at a Walmart, sold insurance, made RV cabinets, and briefly ran Sheila's Cornucopia Cove. When Liberty came to Van Wert 2 months ago, she was one of about a dozen drivers recruited and trained. The grandmother of 17 and self-described talker was a natural. That's because while part of Liberty's model is built on an app designed to work in rural geographies, much more of it is built on relationships, like the one Mendoza developed with her first customer, who'd lost his license but found a job, midnight shift at a meat processing plant. A county agency was willing to cover transportation costs for a few weeks until he could get his license back.
Always had him there 5 to 10 minutes early. We would stop and get coffee sometimes before he would go to work. Once in a while, he paid for mine.
Since he regained his license, things have slowed for Mendoza.
I was happy he got his car. I was happy he got his license. He's a better person for that because I know he hated getting hauled around by an old lady.
She's hoping business will pick up, and her hopes rest with a lower tech option Liberty is launching, a call center for those who don't or can't use an app.
I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't want nothing like that on my phone. I don't have room.
Scott Bogren of the Community Transportation Association of America, which specializes in smaller and rural transportation issues, says the call center shows that Liberty understands its target community.
The adult children of these seniors who can book rides for mom, they're going to use an online service. And combine that with the ability for mom to call in and talk to somebody that she can get to know, there's the sweet spot.
There are chronic transportation needs here. So Liberty is partnering with United Ways, hospitals, health departments, and other social service agencies. Rides are $1.25 to book and $1 a mile. The fees are a small fraction of what the cabbie charges, but Liberty says it will also make referrals if the taxi's a better fit. Erica Petrie, the mobility manager for Van Wert and a lot of other small communities on the western edge of Ohio, says all of that captures the spirit of the area.
You know, I like that the drivers are from the communities. People are, I think, more polite, more neighborly. That's just what is going to fit here.
Valerie Leffler and Liberty Mobility are hoping to find similar fits all across America. For NPR News, I'm M.L. Schulze.